Our scripture lesson this morning is Colossians chapter 1, verses 13 and 14. He has rescued us from the power of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of our sins. It's the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Father Greg Boyle is the founder and director of a ministry called Homeboy Industries in East Los Angeles. He's put together a team of physicians trained to remove the tattoos of ex-gang members. And it's crucial for ex-gang members to have these tattoos removed for their success outside of the gang. Now, some of us from more traditional backgrounds, we may, you know, I want to be clear, even though it would say it later on in this thought. We're not talking about removing tattoos because of an appearance issue. That's not what we're talking about. Tattoos in the world that we're talking about identify who you are. They declare ownership of you. I was watching, it may be a bad thing, but I've become semi-hooked on watching some of these TV shows that are supposedly showing police solving crimes. I was watching one. A young man was murdered. He was visiting from out of town. Did not know the inner city area of the place he was visiting. He was murdered because he had on the wrong color shirt. He was murdered because he was in one gang's territory who wore one color, and he inadvertently was wearing the color of another gang, and therefore he was killed. These tattoos mark you. And if you are trying to begin a new life and you're trying to leave the gang, they don't have to know your face. They don't have to know your race. They don't have to know your gender. The tattoo marks who you are. And you can be withheld from employment. You can be withheld from rising in employment. But those are really the least of your worries. You can be killed if you've tried to leave the gang and they identify your tattoo. And so this priest has started Homeboy Industries, which removes the tattoos. Removes the sign of ownership. Removes the sign of identity. And this is not an easy thing. It's not like you just take some turpentine and wipe off the paint. The persons who have been through this process describe the laser procedure as if you take hot grease and pour it over the person's body to remove the tattoo. That tattoo marks you emotionally. As long as you have that tattoo, you're tied to this gang. And so the priest, in order to try to help these people freely, no charge of any kind, service, money, whatever, freely removes these tattoos, because when the tattoo is removed, when they are no longer marked, they have a chance at a new life. I wonder this morning if some of us inwardly feel marked We may not have a tattoo. If we do, it's very small. It doesn't mean anything like the gang-related type did. We're not marked on the outside, but inside we're marked, or at least we feel we're marked. We remember sins that are perhaps decades old. And though we know that God has forgiven us, one thing in the old communion service that I still miss, those of you who are lifelong Methodists, you might remember a phrase in our old communion service. The remembrances of our sins are grievous unto us. Have mercy upon us, most merciful Father. We know we're forgiven. But our mind won't forget the sin. And so even though we know we are forgiven, we've left whatever that was, we still feel marked because it grieves us to know we did whatever it was. And so we feel marked. We made mistakes. And those mistakes might have brought pain not only to ourselves, but pain to persons we love. And though we know Jesus forgives us, and perhaps our loved ones that we hurt have even forgiven us, the remembrance of it is still grievous unto us. And though we know we're forgiven, if we die before we leave this sanctuary, we know we're going to heaven, we still feel marked. We still feel that identification. And Satan wants to take that grievous memory, and he wants to take that mark, and he wants to keep whispering in your ear, you're still part of my group. You're still in my gang. Remember what you did back here? I got you marked. Remember how you messed up back here? I still got you marked. You're still in my gang. You'll never get out. Why keep trying? But then God promised in Jeremiah 31:34, "For I will forgive their iniquity and remember their sin no more." God has chosen to have amnesia. Galatians 5:1, Paul writes, "For freedom Christ has set us free. Stand firm, therefore, and do not submit again to a yoke of slavery." Don't submit to this thing back here. You might have messed up royally, but don't submit to it anymore. God has forgiven you and remembers it no more. You're not tagged. Colossians 1:13 and 14, which we just read. "He has rescued us from the power of darkness and transformed us into the kingdom of His beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins." Perhaps the imagery of the gang member's tattoo coming off can evoke in us a renewed sense of assurance. Like former gang members who are now set free because they have had the marks of their former life removed, so our sins are blotted out by the blood of Christ. They are remembered no more. Satan wants to mark you. God has removed that mark. Let us pray. Our most gracious and loving Lord, I doubt if there's any one of us in this room that can say that we can't remember a time in our lives that brings grief to us. that unfortunately our human minds tend to retreat backward and remember those things. But gracious Lord, we just pray this morning that we will have the image of the tattoo being removed, that you have taken away that sin. You have forgiven those sins and those mistakes, and you remember them no more. Satan keeps trying to whisper in our ear that we're marked. But Lord, let us show him the blood of Jesus that has removed the mark. Lord, you know each one of us in this room. All of us are seeking to serve you. And if there's anything that's in our past or even the recent past that tries to hold us back, that tries to tempt us that we're not yours, may we see the image of the mark being removed, knowing you no longer remember our sin. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen. Our liturgy for Holy Communion is found on the inside pages of your bulletin insert. Remind you, as always, that everyone is invited to participate regardless of denominational affiliation or church membership. And if kneeling at the altar is difficult, please feel free to stand. You that do truly and earnestly repent of your sins and are in love and charity with your neighbors, and intend to lead a new life following the commandments of God and walking from henceforth in His holy ways, draw near with faith and take this holy sacrament to your comfort. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
Blessed are you, our Alpha and our Omega, whose strong and loving arms encompass the universe. For with your eternal Word and Holy Spirit, you are forever one God. Through your Word, you created all things and called them good, and in you we live and move and have our being. When we fell into sin, you did not desert us. You made covenant with your people Israel and spoke through your prophets and teachers. In Jesus Christ, your word became flesh and dwelt among us, full of grace and truth. And so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, 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 Lord God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ, who called you Abba, Father. As a mother tenderly gathers her children, you embraced a people as your own and filled them with a longing for a peace that would last and for a justice that would never fail. In Jesus' suffering and death, you took upon yourself our sin and death and destroyed their power forever. You raised from the dead this same Jesus who now reigns with you in glory, and poured upon us your Holy Spirit, making us the people of your new covenant. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread, gave thanks to you, broke the bread, gave to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." When the supper was over, he took the cup, gave thanks to you, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Drink from this, all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so in remembrance of these your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice, in union with Christ offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood and empowered by the gifts of the Spirit. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world. until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at His heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. Amen.